be worked out. Therefore, at this time, I'd like to ask and ask unanimous consent that committee substitute, that's the Finance Committee substitute for House Bill 154, be returned from Rules Committee to the Finance Committee.
Is there objection? Hearing no objection, the supplemental appropriation bill will be returned to the Finance Committee.
Thank you.
Mr. Bernard?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Unlike my partner from the Valley, I'm not going to be so kind in resources. Resources Committee will still meet, and we will take two bills off the calendar that we had, SB 33 and House Bill 209. We'll hold those over. But I do want to take up House Bill 237, the Healy Cogeneration Project. And we have a number of people that are in town specifically to make a presentation on that. So I would urge the members to come down as soon as they can so we can get a quorum and get started on that, and remind many of the resource members that they are co-sponsors on that co-generation. So thank you.
Mr. Martin.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, I'd like to serve notice of my reconsideration for my bill, my vote on House Bill 80.
Notice of reconsideration had already been given on House Bill 80.
Yes, thank you, sir. I should have asked for point of information because we were wondering if that was the same day note.
The notice of reconsideration had been given, and there had been a motion to bring it up on the same day. That motion had been withdrawn.
Okay, thank you.
Is there additional unfinished business?
Mr. Speaker.
Mr. Dahmer?
We have just a 30-second at ease.
Yeah, okay. And the House, please come back to order. Under unfinished business, Mr. Swackhammer.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I request the permission of the body to move down the calendar to introduction of guests.
Without objection, we're under introductions.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Representative Barr and I have a constituent here, and someone that I'll make the admission that I've been in love with for the last 16 years, my daughter Kim.
My son's developed an affection for her as well.
Mr. Speaker?
Mr. Grunberg?
I was just going to say that my son, Daniel, has also.
Other unfinished business? Under unfinished business, I'll give an additional referral to Senate Bill 73. It was read across today. It'll, in addition to the State Affairs and Finance Committees, it will go to the HES Committee after State Affairs. Other unfinished business? Other announcements? Mr. Grunberg?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. To the surprise of no one and the delight of everyone, the Judiciary Committee will not meet today. And the two bills that are on the calendar for today, House Bill 165, the Uniform Transfer of Minors Act, Disposition of Property, and House Bill 192, Absentee Ballots, will take up under unfinished business, technically on the calendar tomorrow, may not get to them until Friday.
Announcements, Mr. Ellis.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The House HES Committee and the Senate HES Committee have joined together again this year to bring to the members of the body a health fair. It will be held this Friday, April 7th, from 7 a.m. to noon. Legislators do have priority access to the services of the health fair between the hours of 7 a.m. and 10 a.m., and staff in the Capitol are encouraged to come a bit later. There are flyers around the building that enumerate the kinds of very valuable services, blood pressure, vision, other kinds of services and tests that will be available. Pre-registration is not necessary for people to participate in the health fair, but it is encouraged, and there is a sign-up table down in the lobby of the Capitol. And we would encourage everyone to participate.
Announcements? Mr. Majority Leader?
I just want to announce that I'd like to ask members to keep their bill packets so that we don't have to go through the process of putting them all together again.
Mr. Hudson?
Mr. Speaker, it seems like today we're talking about the ladies in our life and beautiful daughters. And I just wanted to kind of brag just a little bit. My daughter is in Washington, D.C., and is working back there for the last year and a half, and this year has been selected as the Cherry Blossom Princess to represent the state of Alaska. And my wife, Lucy, is back there, leaving me starving to death here. I have a lot of sense now with all the bachelors that are down here. But anyway, I just wanted everybody to know that Kristen, my daughter Kristen, is representing the state of Alaska all this week back in Washington, D.C. as their cherry blossom princess, and let's wish her good luck that she comes out and wins the trip to Japan. Thank you.
Other announcements? Representative Wallace? You're announcing you're leaving, all right. Are there special orders? Mr. Majority Leader? No, Mr. Grunberg, you have special orders?
Yeah. Mr. Speaker, I request the privilege of the floor to speak on the oil spill very briefly.
Without objection, Mr. Grunberg?
We have all received in our boxes just a few minutes ago the April 5 noon update. I'd like to call the body's attention to two things that I think warrant some discussion, at least to be aware of. On the first page, it's talking about the availability of the skimmer vessels and that there's a need for skimmer vessels. Apparently, they are looking into a Russian vessel, which is homeported just north of Hokkaido. However, it says Exxon is sending a contractor to inspect the ship before authorizing the Russian commercial venture. I think we need some more quick action rather than people going over there to make inspections and delay the thing when we've got such a crisis. And I would hope that the industry, which claims it is so responsive to our needs, can be a little more responsive in respect because of the time crunch here. And I would refer the members' attention to the third page also of the same document, which states that at this time of year, there are between 300,000 and 400,000 birds in Prince William Sound. The number will increase to 500,000 as the season progresses. Over the next few weeks, 1 million waterfowl and 10 million shorebirds will pass through the sound. That's an increase of between 2 and 20 times the number of birds are there now. And if the people are still over there inspecting the skimmer vessel, we're in bad shape, and I hope things can speed up.
Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd move and ask unanimous consent that the House stand in adjournment until 10 a.m. tomorrow morning.
We're adjourned until 10 a.m. tomorrow.